earlier on, we heard how researchers are using artificial eggshell and artificial bone to develop structure. But once they're made, these sorts of materials can't grow, adapt, or, perish the thought, repair themselves if they get damaged. And this is where our plaster comes in. Future materials will be able to heal themselves. Richard Trusk from Bristol University is developing self-repairing materials, and he began by explaining the struggle confronting a budding biomimicist.
For an engineer or a material scientist as myself, I think that one of the greatest challenges is trying to have synthetic materials that behave in the same way as a biological material. So if you think about nature, we kind of grow materials which adapt to the environment that they find themselves in. We explore different material systems that sort of branch into whether it's a tendon or even your eye. And we're a long way away from being able to achieve that with our synthetic materials. Presently, we would probably take different material systems and bolt them together, which is often very immature in terms of its processing and also sort of not very elegant.
This is a problem that a lot of researchers find themselves in. In nature, whether it's us humans, birds or plants, if we get injured or cut, our clever body is able to heal itself. But technology and engineering don't have this luxury. Well, that's something Richard is hoping to solve.
The research that we've been doing is looking at self-healing materials for aerospace structures. So if you could imagine, you know, you're flying along in an aircraft, something strikes the wing or the fuselage, and initially you wouldn't see the damage, but internally in these sort of advanced materials, there will be a lot of fracture of the matrix material or fracture of the fibres. So the idea for the self-healing network is to be able to restore the performance of the internal structure. We would do this by looking at vascular networks and embedding them within the structure. So a vascular network is something similar to the veins and arteries that you and I have within the human body, and equally the vascular networks that you see within plant-based systems as well, where the sole purpose is to move a fluid to a damage event, to allow the damage event to then be healed, and for the structure to be back to 100%. Aircraft as they are designed today aren't necessarily designed for any form of damage. So as we stand here, or if we sit here at the moment, then you won't find a vascular healing network system on an aircraft structure. But it is certainly something that all the aircraft manufacturers are looking at, possibly for inclusion in the future.
So that's the scenario if there's an internal break in the aircraft, something that big players like the European Space Agency have looked into. But what if there's a hole that goes all the way through?
There are colleagues of mine over at University of Illinois in America who are looking at how you can get a fluid to sort of bridge a gap. So if we were to punch a hole through a structure, then actually the vascular network could deliver a resin such that it could slowly progress across the surface and then completely fill over the hole to ensure that you had continuity of the material.
Let's take a look at our own vascular system. Thanks to our heart, blood is pumped all around our body, and researchers are exploring a similar system for these aircraft. There would be a central location that would be able to detect when any damage occurs, pump a resin over to that damaged area, which would then fill up a hole or a crack in the system. But one advantage of us over rigid systems is that we can move and adapt.
The way that the sort of materials community is moving now is it's looking at how a material system could react to the environment that it finds itself in so that it could actually remodel. So at the moment, there's a great interest in the world of 4D printing. So this is taking 3D printing and introducing a smart material that after it's been printed can react to an environment to change its shape or to change its properties.
Now, some of us have just about wrapped our heads around 3D printing, the ability to print 3D structures. So what's 4D printing?
4D printing is, in essence, you've taken a smart material. So this smart material could be a shape memory polymer or a shape memory alloy, or even something that's sort of a little bit softer, which is sort of a hydrogel-based system. But the idea is that you would introduce them by using a 3D printer. So there are some changes that you will have to do to the printing process. But once you place these materials into your architecture, you then have the ability afterwards to either use hydration or dehydration or temperature to actually trigger the material to change itself. So the architecture that you print will then change and evolve according to the way these materials change and evolve.
And using this process, you can add or remove water, change the temperature of the material, and with that, it will move or change shape. But why do we need this technology in the first place?
If you think about what we might need for the human body, then we would like some soft structures that could basically go through, say, keyhole surgery and then expand and fill a void or a cavity inside us to sort of repair us. So that in some ways is similar to what you would have with a hip replacement. But at the moment, that's done with a very hard metallic structure that's then pushed through and sort of fused into your bone. But 4D materials as a soft construct could actually sort of move in and permeate into the bone structure. Another example would be how it would be used in soft robotics. So again, thinking about how the future of soft robotics, so moving away from these sort of articulated joints, we could use soft materials that could then adapt and remodel themselves depending on where you want them to actually sort of fold and bend. With us in humans, you're looking at specific joints, which is the wrist and the elbow. But in the future, perhaps robotics wants the ability to have a flexible joint. As you can imagine, it could actually be something like an octopus. It has the ability to sort of change where it's folding and where its joints are. So 4D printing would allow you to make a construct where you could actually tailor and design the joint to occur in any location. And then it could actually move or remodel itself to form a joint in a different area. So it could be applied in the field of soft robotics.
That was Richard Trusk from Bristol University.